We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today, 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
Come experience the newly renovated restaurant Iris, where modern meets elegant and fine dining meets a casual drink with friends. Sit down for a cocktail at our beautiful new bar and let Chef Kelly English and his team serve you snacks from the exclusive bar menu. Or come ready for a full course dinner. Enjoy the next chapter of one of Memphis's most beloved restaurants with our freshly updated dining room and innovative new menu. Now any night at Restaurant Iris can be a special occasion.
Hey y'all, this is Kelly English. Come see me at Restaurant Iris.
National contest data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is GOAL, G-O-A-L. Text the word GOAL to 72881 in the next 60 minutes for your chance to win $1,000, and you could be our next local winner. You've got until 5 o'clock. Text the word GOAL, G-O-A-L, to 72881. Text GOAL, G-O-A-L, to 72881. You can win $1,000 right now. Text GOAL to 72881. We got another code word coming up at 5 o'clock here on The Gary Parish Show.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is The Gary Parish Show.
My name is Gary Parish. Brad Carson is in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions. I hope you're a Grizzlies fan. You enjoyed last night. Been a while since we'd seen the Grizz play a meaningful basketball game and actually win. Been a while since we've seen them improve to above 500 in the league standings. I don't know what it means long-term, big picture, but 2-1's better than 1-2. Talk about that in just a second. First, though, let me set this afternoon schedule for you. 425, Keith Eastwood is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. He's the nation's leading authority, Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. He's known Sam Sausage Head for years. Joins me every Tuesday in the first hour. He's going to be here in about 20 minutes, among other things. I think, and I say I think because I intend to ask him, but you just never know if I'm going to get to it. Mostly because of him. And one of the things I want to ask him is, you know, James Wiseman flipped his visits around. He was supposed to be at Memphis, then at Florida State. Decided to go Florida State, last visit with the University of Memphis. Most people seem to think that's a big deal and it matters. I don't know that it really does. I don't know that it doesn't, but I'll ask Easterwood in his experience of dealing with prospects and taking visits, how important is it, if at all, to have the final official visit with a prospect? Keith Easterwood going to join me 425. When I finish that segment, I'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Game 1 World Series is scheduled for tonight. Dodgers, Red Sox at Fenway. Clayton Kershaw against Chris Sale. But it's unclear if we're going to be able to start it on time. It's raining right now in Boston. And perhaps Baltimore. Special shouts to Adam Durick. And it's supposed to rain through the first pitch. So there's a tarp on the field now. It might be delayed. Even if it starts, it might be stops.
Bob Nightingale just tweeted it stopped in Boston. The tarp's coming off just 2 minutes ago.
Well, so how about that?
There you go. There's your update.
Well, boy, was my information outdated.
No, it's just this came in.
So the tarp's off.
Tarp's off.
Maybe we'll have a 7:09 first pitch. We're going to talk baseball around 4:44. Chad Kelly, you remember him from Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
Got arrested early this morning. late last night. He was at a home he's not supposed to be in, mumbling incoherently.
Oh, man.
No alcohol in his system, which suggests he was on something.
Something.
He was on something. You don't mumble incoherently in someone else's home with no alcohol in your system unless you've popped a pill or seven pills or something.
Sadly, Ryan Russillo popped in my head when I read this story.
Ryan Russillo similarly went into a place that he was not supposed to be and went straight to sleep. He, on the other hand, did have lots of alcohol in his system.
Booze, yeah.
That was different than this. Weird story involving Swag Kelly. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Only four teams remain winless in the NBA. One is LeBron's old team. Another is LeBron's new team, thanks to some missed free throws by our king and savior, LeBron James, last night. I'll discuss that just before 5 o'clock. And Raw got super serious last night. Roman Reigns, one of the WWE's biggest active stars, announced he's battling leukemia in real life. First diagnosed 11 years ago at the age of 22, had been in remission, but now it's back, so he's stepping away from wrestling for a bit. I'll tell you about that during four notable stories, 444, 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then we will eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I want to start with the Memphis Grizzlies because last night was an awesome night. They were 10.5-point underdogs at tip-off. They end up winning a game 92-84. It's a great early season victory for the Grizzlies because it was a road win. But a road win over a good team. The Jazz, they won 48 games last season, advanced in the Western Conference playoffs, and they were projected to finish fourth in the West this season, according to the annual NBA General Manager's Survey. And yet the Grizzlies went into their building, second week of the season, and made them take an L. Mike Conley got 23 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. He was good. Marc Gasol got 18 points, 13 rebounds before fouling out. He was good. Jaren Jackson could make a jumper, but still finished with 11 points and 7 rebounds. To help the Grizzlies improve to 2-1 on the season heading into tomorrow night's game at Sacramento. And it's like I told Jeff this morning, 2-1 against a schedule featuring two road games against playoff teams is a great start to the season. Obviously, 3-0 is better, but you couldn't expect anything. You couldn't reasonably expect anything better than 2-1, given that two of your first three games were going to be at Indiana. Good team. I went to the playoffs last season. And at Utah, good team, went to the playoffs last season. The Grizzlies have played three games. They were supposed to lose two of them, win one. Instead, they've won two and only lost one. And so that's good stuff. And you know, I don't want to overreact and say, ooh, grit grinds back, or, man, look what's possible when they play with a purpose. There are random NBA outcomes every night of the season. Like last night was not even the biggest upset. Grizzlies winning at Utah was not even the biggest upset in the NBA.
No.
You know, the Magic were bigger underdogs in Boston, and they win a 93-90 to improve to 2-2, drop the Celtics to 2-2. I don't think anybody has changed their opinion drastically about what's possible with Orlando, or anybody's changed their opinion drastically about what's possible or probable with the Boston Celtics. And so it would be silly to do this. Something different here to apply any other logic to the Grizzlies or the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what I watched last night, you watched last night, or if you were listening right here on 92.9 FM, what you heard last night, the Grizzlies are still probably not going to make the playoffs, and the Jazz are still probably going to make the playoffs. The win projection total is still in the 30s. It was in the preseason, and last night doesn't change it much. If you go to the 538 blog, it now has the Grizzlies finishing 34-48. If I had to bet on it, I would bet that the Grizzlies win somewhere in the 30s, whether it's 32 or 39, and miss the playoffs for the second consecutive year. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy last night, because
that's what she said.
I've talked about this a bunch as it relates to baseball season.
Yeah.
As recently as this morning with Jeff. All I want for my favorite baseball team is to keep it interesting as long as you can keep it interesting. Go ahead, hit the button again.
That's what she said.
You know, make the season worth watching.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't result in the Mets winning the NL East or getting a wild card or advancing to the NLCS or going to the World Series, because those things don't happen for the Mets very often.
No.
But, like, can you keep me interested through the All-Star break? Can you keep me interested into August? The answer this year was no.
Right.
Except I'm an idiot because I'll just keep in, I'll stay interested no matter what.
All the way to the end, man.
At least you had Jacob DeGrom throwing every 5 days, getting securing an NL Cy Young award. Like I'll have it on every night anyway.
Sure.
But like, can you give me a reason to pay attention to the standings and root against the Nationals or root against the Braves? Like, can you keep it interesting for me? And that's really what I think is the smart thing to ask of the Grizzlies this season. Like, hey, last season got away from them fast.
Yeah.
Nice start. Mike gets injured. Like, they lose a bazillion games in a row. Season's over.
It wasn't fun.
They committed to tanking basically in December.
Yep.
It was not fun.
Yep.
Can you keep me interested through December? Can you keep me interested through January? Can we look up at the trade deadline and go, hey, the Grizzlies are still in this thing? Can we look up in March as college basketball season is finishing up, late March, early April, and we go, okay, the Grizzlies are 2 games out of the playoff race or 2 games away from the fifth seed, whatever. I'm not trying to put a ceiling on them. But can you make this season interesting? And last night was a step in the right direction. Yes, it was just a win on a random Monday night in October. But 2-1's better than 1-2. And it was a reminder, and I heard Harrington mention this with Jeff earlier today, that when Mike and Mark are on the court together and they play well, the Grizzlies are good. They got an above 500 record with Mike and Mark on the court together, like basically over a decade span. The problem, of course, is they're not always on the court together. I've said it a million times. I hope I never have to say it again going forward, but they don't usually play a lot together or play enough together in a season. Past 5 years, Mike and Mark have only played 70 games, at least 70 games. Past 5 years, only once. Either one's out or the other's out or they're both out. Too many games, too often. Most notably, last season. But when they're on the court together, the Grizzlies are good. Not Golden State Warriors good. Not Boston Celtics good. But good enough to compete for a playoff spot, even in the West. And so, if we're going to just play hypothetical, optimistic NBA season and go, okay, like Mike's going to stay healthy and Mark's going to stay mostly healthy and they're both going to play 70 games in the same season for just the second time in a 6-year span, then you can start reasonably talking about, you know, competing for and maybe securing a spot in the Western Conference playoffs. Like, it's not outlandish. If they play, the Grizzlies have a chance. If they don't, they probably don't. But if they play, the Grizzlies have a chance. And last night, I think, was a reminder of that. You got a good Mike Conley performance, a good Marc Gasol performance, and that was enough to go win in Utah. And as long as we're talking about the possibility of the playoffs again, it is important to remember that sometimes folks look at a NBA season, they go, oh, God, it lasts forever. It's 82 games. But the margins, you know, the are very slim. I don't want to be as simple as to say every game counts, but like it kind of really does. You know, over an 82-game season, last year the difference between third place in the West and ninth in the West, so you missed the playoffs, was 3 games. That's it. 3 wins. That's it. And the difference between fourth and ninth was 2. The difference between hosting a playoff series in the first round and not competing in the playoffs at all was 2 wins. Portland was the third seed in the West last season, won 49 games, went 49-33. Oklahoma City was fourth in the West, 48-34. Ninth in the West was Denver, 46-36. The difference between hosting a playoff series and not even making the playoffs was 2 wins. And it doesn't matter if those wins come in October or April. They all count the same. And last night, the Grizzlies were able to get one that they weren't supposed to get. Now, if they're really going to try to get up into the 40s and compete for a playoff spot, they're going to have to win a lot of games they ain't supposed to win. And perhaps as the season unfolds, some of those games they're not supposed to win become games they're supposed to win based on the projections are changing because they're better than what was initially thought. But either way, you got one. And now you got to not give it back. And that's why tomorrow night is big as well. Because there aren't many teams in the West that the Grizzlies are supposed to be better than. In fact, if you go to the 538 NBA blog, there's only 3.
Right.
Suns, one of them, Mavericks,
and Kings.
Kings, okay.
Those are the only teams below the Grizzlies when it comes, even at this moment, to win projections. Mm. Suns, Mavericks, and Kings. There are not many games, unless the Grizzlies are so good in these first few weeks that the projections start to flip a little bit.
Right.
But there are very few games right now that the Grizzlies could play on the road and be favored. And yet one of them is scheduled for tomorrow night in Sacramento. And so you win that when you go to 3-1. And it won't mean that last year is just going to be this one bad season in between strings of playoff appearances. At this moment, we're still only 4% into the season. 4% in the season. We got 96% of the season left. A whole bunch of things can happen.
Yeah.
But again, it had been almost a year since the Grizzlies had a winning record. I'm not going to begrudge any Grizzlies fan for enjoying it or for being optimistic about it or for daydreaming a little bit about maybe, just maybe, if you can win at Utah, you can win at Sacramento, you can start 3-1, and then maybe 3-1 turns into 7-2, and then maybe 7-2 turns into 12-5, and maybe you look up. It's December and you're in the playoff picture. You look up and it's February, you're in the playoff picture. If you can't use a big imagination in the second week of the season when you're 2-1 and coming off of a fun and impressive win over a 48-win team like the Utah Jazz, then what is the point of being a fan? You can be reasonable about it and say, hey, listen, even though they're off to a nice start and last night was a lot of fun, they're still projected by literally any computer available to miss the playoffs. You can be reasonable about it, but you can also daydream a little bit and say, if you can replicate what we saw last night and on the defensive end of the court,
right,
on a Mike and Mark performance level, and then also get Garrett Temple to make a shot, Jaren Jackson to make a shot,
Dylan Brooks contributing.
If you can get that, then maybe you got something.
Yep.
In the meantime, Oklahoma City's 0-3. The Lakers are 0-3. And again, if I were predicting right now, I would say Lakers make the playoffs despite starting 0-3. I would say Oklahoma City makes the playoffs despite starting 0-3. I would say the Grizzlies miss the playoffs despite starting 2-1. We're just a week into the season. But it's fun not being 0-3. And two teams that are projected to finish ahead of you being 0-3, like, ain't the worst thing in the world. So enjoy it. And tomorrow night, hopefully the 2-1 record improves to 3-1. We'll talk more about this with Calkins right around 5 o'clock. We come back. He is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. It's the legend Keith Eastwood here on the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Want entertainment designed just for you? Well, Xfinity has just what you need with customizable streaming TV. Now you can pick the TV you want and get fast internet speeds all at a better value. Want to save money? Check out our flexible channel packs. Want all your streaming apps in one place? Get X1. Or stream live TV and the latest movies and shows on any device. Whatever you want, whatever you need. Xfinity has you covered with customizable streaming TV. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed, plus TV for $40 each a month for 2 full years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 11/4/18. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in this market, the Memphis market, that person is Josh Isaw, Keller Williams Realty. Lots of you have heard me talking about Josh for years now. One such person is Austin. Austin had a home in Memphis, listed it with Josh Isaw wisely. Josh went to work, sold it for $5,000 above the asking price first day that it was listed. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It is a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh will help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. Even if your opinion makes no sense whatsoever, you can fire him, no questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Heisall, 461-8147, 461-8147. Go check him out on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now, Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by taking the Titleist Speed Challenge exclusively at Edwin Watts. For a limited time only, test your current driver against the new TS driver and you could win a $250 gift card. Come take the Titleist Speed Challenge exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Come experience the newly renovated restaurant Iris, where modern meets elegant and fine dining meets a casual drink with friends. Sit down for a cocktail at our beautiful new bar and let Chef Kelly English and his team serve you snacks from the exclusive bar menu. Or come ready for a full course dinner. Enjoy the next chapter of one of Memphis's most beloved restaurants with our freshly updated dining room and innovative new menu. Now any night at Restaurant Iris can be a special occasion.
Hey y'all, this is Kelly English. Come see me at Restaurant Iris.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day? We'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Burger Fest Memphis is back October 27th, and it's better than ever. Head to Tiger Lane to sample some of the best burgers in town from one of your favorite local chefs. From noon to 10 p.m., hang out at the Burger Bar, drink local beers, and experience live music provided by Garner Records. Catch some of the city's best chefs in the Chef's Demo Tent. It's a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit the Mid-South Food Bank. General admission, event sampling tickets, and VIP tent access available at BurgerFestMemphis.com.
Now at Kroger, you can earn 3 times the fuel points on produce. Just download your digital coupon at Kroger.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details at Kroger.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
On everything I love. This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect when it got a case?
424, Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Chad Kelly, former Ole Miss star. Love just a arrested early this morning. Went into a home he wasn't supposed to be in. Sat down on the couch, started mumbling incoherently. Subsequently beat with a vacuum cleaner and arrested. No alcohol in his system, but I bet there was something in his system. Has to be, right? We'll talk about that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins, 5 o'clock. But right now, he is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority. Hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. The legend, Keith Easterwood, making the big interview.
The Big Interview, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
He ran.
Yep.
Hi, Brad. Die.
God damn it.
Local basketball expert, talking hobos, heroes, and street corner clowns on 92.9's Gary Parish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
How you doing, baby? There's a rumor that I texted Keelan that maybe Chandler's not at Oak Hill no more, maybe winding up at Wooddale. We don't know what the hell's going on with DJ Jeffries. Wiseman visits this weekend. You know, Sonny is still up on the podcast. We're going to tape, I hope, tomorrow night with Greg Graber, who wrote a book, Slow Your Roll, Mindfulness for Fast Times, forwarded by Will Wade, which I thought Will answered a question, and you and I had texted at SEC Media Days about whatever was on the tape, where he said, I'm not going to comment on a defense attorney's comment. So there's a lot going on, the NFL and the Cowboys, and it's a good time of year. I think the other night we had NHL, MLB, NBA and NFL all playing on the same night.
No, it's been great. Like, this is a fun time of the year. You get the NBA, getting going. You've got the NFL. You got college football, postseason baseball, and then college basketball, of course, starts 2 weeks from today, where I'll be in Indiana. Where is it? Yeah, Indianapolis. You get Kentucky and Duke and Michigan State, Kansas. So it should be terrific. It's a fun part in the calendar. You mentioned James Wiseman's visit to Memphis coming up. He switched around. It was supposed to go Memphis and then Florida State to finish his 5 official visits. He flipped around, went Florida State. Now he's going to go to Memphis last. How big of a deal, if at all, is it to have the last official visit?
I mean, a lot of people think not so much as foregone conclusion, but it's a foregone conclusion that it's Memphis or Kentucky. As you know, I love Stan Jones to death. I think a lot of him have not understood why he's not got a head coaching job. Other than Leonard Hamilton pays him a hell of a lot of money, and I know Leonard. And so I can see the attraction of going down there, but the kid's been here, you know, almost 2 years now. I think there's a comfort level with the staff, certainly with Penny. And I mean, just, you know, without saying a whole lot, I there's a lot of people around that program that thinks he'll be a Tiger. I do think at this time, you know, be a DJ, and you hear, this is the fun part, I guess, about it. Maybe it's not fun part. You know, you hear a certain player, his aunt wants him to go to Bethune-Cookman. His brother wants him to go to, you know, Alcorn State, not to throw any schools in there. Sure. And so that's part of it. I talked to some guys today, and they were like, you know, so that's the deal. Then one kid, they're like, his grandmama wants him in Memphis. It's a done deal. And I do know, from keeping up with this over the years, you know, I knew and I really believe this, that Tyler Harris's mom wanted him at Memphis. And luckily Penny got the job, and it's worked out. And from everything that I'm talking to people and understanding, the kid's having a ball. I think he's going to have a hell of a freshman year and going to surprise some people. I think the last visit has some merit because that's the last on your mind. I thought Andre Hollins, before he went to Minnesota, he had Andre and the wife, the dad did, Coach Hollins, had him keep a journal. So the dad kept a journal, Andre kept a journal, and the mom kept a journal. And nobody looked at each other's journal until after the last visit. They compared notes. I do think, you know, maybe Andre went to Minnesota because the dad really liked Tubby Smith. We saw how that worked out. And Andre's doing well, playing overseas and making money. So a lot of people handle it differently. Unfortunately, a lot of people go to the biggest name school. For Wiseman, all of them are really good basketball programs. But unfortunately, I say this, Gary, Brad, you can dump it if you want. You go to who kisses your ass the most because you can't, with the stuff going on now and wiretaps and all that, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, I couldn't meet you on 3rd Street and give you a shoebox or something in it, or we couldn't do something like that. I don't think that's going on with this kid because he's a year removed from being a millionaire, and by anybody's estimate. So, and I think they are thinking long-term. Andy Kennedy always used that expression, Easty, tell them to think long-term, not short term. So I think it's a good deal. It's a positive for Memphis. You know, I for a kid, any kid, and he's not the only one to go on Twitter and solicit whatever, hey, I'm going to wherever, where do you think I ought to go? I'm not into all that, but it's a new day and age, and they've been given so much attention that it's like it's insatiable. They can't get enough. But to go back, I got long-winded. To answer your question, I do think that last visit from Memphis is a real positive.
You make a good point there about Wiseman, and I want to be clear. I'm not naive to the way recruiting gets done sometimes, and I vouch for nobody. I'll never be the columnist, television analyst talking about this coach does it the right way or this family did it the right way. I don't know, okay? I don't know. But here's what I would say, and I had a coach bring this up to me over the past week. He said, it's exactly the prospect like Brian Bowen whose family might have their hand out, because that guarantee, that idea that, like, the millions are absolutely going to be there a year from now, like, he's a borderline top 25 prospect. He might never get to the NBA. So if somebody's really offering you $100,000, you might be willing to take it there. But if you were somebody like James Wiseman, and it doesn't mean that, like, because, like, we know DeAndre Ayton, or at least it's alleged that DeAndre Ayton took something. Like, when you are that kind of guy, you really are just, you know, 9-10 months away from being a multimillionaire. Like, that money, right. There is almost nothing that could happen to James Wiseman between now and the 2020 NBA draft that would prevent him from being a multimillionaire. Like, all it'd have to be like a car wreck paralysis. Like, even if he wasn't good in his one season at Kentucky or his one season at Memphis or his one season anywhere, he would still get drafted in the first round and be a multimillionaire. And so
he's a footer.
He's a 7-footer who can run as well as any 7-footer, or about as well as any 7-footer I've ever seen. That's the thing that doesn't get discussed enough. He really runs well. He's a super athlete. He's long. He dunks everything. He's not a perfect prospect, but he's the number one prospect in the country for a reason. And when you are that, you are worth guaranteed millions, and you'd have to be short-sighted to risk messing that up.
Yeah, because a year from now, he's going to play a freshman year, I hope, at Memphis. The season ends, and at that point, it's legal for him to announce. It's legal for him to sign with an agent. And then it's legal for an agent to quickly negotiate a shoe deal. I mean, Kobe had a millions-of-dollar shoe deal before he even got drafted into the NBA, which is, you know, one of the reasons Cal probably got duped. But so, I mean, however many months, you calculate what it is. A year from now, what, he's a college basketball season away from a Puma deal, other deals, signing with an agent. And the agent at that point can legally, if they want to do something for you financially, they want to fly you to work out around the country, they want to fly you to wherever, all of that becomes very legal. And obviously you get drafted, negotiate a contract. And for some reason, even though big guys are not shoe guys or shoe sellers, Puma likes big guys. And so, I mean, hell, New Balance just signed a kid for an ungodly amount of money. Who the hell is New Balance? I mean, that's old man shoes. So, I don't know. It's a fascinating time. I got to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like, grab your nuts playing wiffle ball?
I will. I mean, I probably have. I mean, I probably have.
I saw it on Twitter.
Man, are you talking about the Yasiel Puig thing?
Yeah.
I just get so bothered by people being offended by baseball players celebrating. Like, why would you not celebrate? It's an amazing moment. You just hit a 3-run homer in Game 7 in the NLCS on the road to send your team to the World Series, and you're supposed to just run around the bases without crotch chopping? No way, crotch chop.
Yeah, he played here in Chattanooga for like half a Double-A season, and this one particular night, I happened to go when I know they got names or potential names, and he hit 3 home runs. And at 2 o'clock that morning, not far from my house, he got caught driving by a police precinct doing 106 miles an hour with a young lady.
Right.
So that's just him. But, you know, NFL is a no fun league. I like what's going on in the NBA. Now, somebody's hitting me up a lot on Twitter now. Do I think this will spur more fights? You're only going to suspend them 2 or 3, 4 games that I'm throwing the ball. And I still haven't seen nothing concrete where Rondo spit on, clocked him with that left. Man, I come out of my chair. I'm like, yeah. You know what? What Ingram did, maybe not, but, and I'm not advocating the malice in the palace, not like that, but okay. So, you know, I wish LeBron would have pulled his own teammate aside rather than Chris Paul, but that's another thing. But that was pretty good. But do I think it's going to spur another fight? I don't think so, because who wants to get hit in the pocketbook like that? Who wants to miss games? You can't go to practice facility. You can't be with the team. You ultimately could hurt your team. But it's just been, to me right now, the sports fan, a really good time of year.
I was surprised that the suspensions were that low, especially for Brandon Ingram. I mean, Brandon Ingram just ran in there and threw a punch. And Melo, I think, or I think it was Melo. It might have been somebody else. Somebody, like, not too long ago threw a punch and got 15 games. And then Brandon Ingram only gets four. And right. Even Brandon Ingram said he was surprised that it's only four. The conspiracy out there, and I don't know if it's real or not, but the conspiracy is you do not want to – every game the Lakers have to play without Brandon Ingram and Rondo are – you know, they're games that there maybe would be wins with them, but they're going to be losses without them. And you don't want to dig LeBron James too big of a hole in the Western Conference and risk LeBron James not being in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, they may make it. I mean, that team is young. It's got some work. It's just, you know, they don't come on here until 10:30, which for an old guy is kind of hard sometimes to do, but I do keep up with them, and you can go back and rewatch games, and they replay them and all that. They don't shoot the ball real well. I'm not sure that Walton has settled on a rotation. What I didn't like, which I get it, but him going public about the officials, because if you've ever been to a live NBA game when LeBron played, like during timeouts, at least with Cleveland he did this, he wouldn't even go to the huddle. He'd be chasing referees all around the floor. So I hope they don't start buying into that, because if you do, I think it becomes cancerous to the young guys. But I will say this, he's made the Lakers watchable, even if they don't, whatever. 0-3, and Gary, just like the Memphis football team, they win, they're great, they lose. And I'm really not looking forward to that with Penny and the Tigers, because now because of social media, you know, and people who don't, I say this respectfully, but people who don't really understand the game maybe, who's not around the game like you or Calkins or maybe even me, when they break the game down, it's not a win or die. You know, we lost the game, the season's over. But that's what happens with social media. I mean, Norvell went from being potential genius to an idiot over a couple weekends. And, you know, people don't forget how to coach like Scott Frost at Virginia. You don't forget how to damn coach. What you maybe didn't do is you're not armed with good players. So I hope, again, I say this because I really think the Tiger basketball season is going to be successful. It's going to be fun. And Penny Mania has already just grabbed the attention of everybody. But and I would ask people to temper it. Although it's not going to happen on message boards. But they're going to come after him if they come out the gate or if they lose ball games. And there's already national media, Gary, that you know, who already have put it out there. They question, will he be able to coach at that level, which I think, as we've done homework on it and talked to enough people, I think it's kind of crazy. We left Sonny on the podcast at KeithEastwood.com so you can hear his comments, because I'm telling you, there's some neat things. He calls Josh running man, and then he really got into some stuff I've never heard him do and break down the game of basketball from an IQ standpoint, how quick you have to make decisions. And he said he think Keith Penny Hardaway might have been, because at one time, Sonny Vaccaro had the only camp in America, the Nike Top 100, the Top 100 Rising Seniors. Imagine how good that camp is. They would all go to Indianapolis, and he ran this marvelous camp. You ran drills and skills. You played basketball games. Sonny ran the world of basketball. Obviously, he went to Adidas and replicated it pretty well. But for him to say publicly that Penny Hardaway might have the highest basketball IQ of any kid he's ever been around, it warmed my heart.
I'll say this. Well, first, about the Lakers and LeBron. I love LeBron being in L.A. I love all of that, except for the point you made. The games start late. Like last night was amazing. Amazing. He hits a shot to force overtime. They're going back and forth. They're in the 140s. Then he misses the free throws at the end. God, I didn't see it.
I was knocked out.
Like, that's the like, I don't know if it's a bad thing because there's always been stars in L.A., Kobe, Magic, Kareem, whatever. But I will see less of LeBron James than I have in any other season of his career, simply because I don't stay up that late. You know, like I'm asleep by about 10:30, 11 every night at the latest. And so I didn't see like an amazing LeBron performance and just game last night. And yet, you know, I would imagine most of the country slept right through it because that stuff goes late on the East Coast and even in the Central Time Zone. On Penny, one thing I've noticed, because that's the big question that everybody asks, like, is he going to be able to, you know, do the job on game day? Is he going to be able to coach his team? Because he's never done it at that level. And it's undeniably different doing it at that level than it is doing it at the high school level, with all due respect to high school coaches. I will say this. I have now had three different coaches in the context of just a random conversation about Penny Hardaway in Memphis. When they're talking about the Memphis program, they've gone out of their way, or maybe not out of their way, they're just talking. But they were like, the guy can coach. Like, just last week, I was at Atlantic 10 Media Day, and I was with Matt McCall, who was a longtime assistant with Billy Donovan at Florida, won a national championship at Billy, then went to Chattanooga.
Yep, I know him well.
Right, and now he's the head coach at UMass. And so Matt's like, so, you know, what's going on, you know, down in Memphis? How's it going? I'm like, you know, they just had 18,000 for Memphis Madness. Now, some of that was due to Justin Timberlake and Drake were supposed to be there, and they didn't show up. And so that was a little bit of a mess. But, like, either way, they got 18,000 in the building. And Matt was like, and this is Matt McCall, who's got no reason to say this. Like, it's pretty easy for coaches to say Penny's going to be able to recruit or Penny's going to be able to energize the fan base because those things are, like, obvious. But Matt said, you know, I've watched him. Like, the guy can coach. Like, he's going to be fine. And Bruce Pearl has said that to me. Penny can coach. He's going to be fine. And then there was somebody at Big Ten Media Day, another coach, maybe Archie Miller, who said, Penny can coach. He's going to be fine. And, like, that's all. You get these random guys who have watched Penny on a sideline, either at the high school game or in a grassroots game, and they conclude from that, hey, the guy's going to be fine coaching his basketball team. That should be encouraging if you're a Memphis fan.
Yeah, and I won't get too specific, but I watched Josh, and you did too, go from being an assistant to a head coach. And over the years, I knew so many assistant coaches. Rick Stansberry, and when they got the head coach at where Mississippi State, they would call because they fed me information. And they would call and say, Keith, you know, I'm the head coach now. I got a distance. Let's still talk, call me at the house, whatever. But this guy, my assistant, will be the guy to feed you information, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, whoever. I watched Matt McCall go from assistant to a head coach, and he carried himself like a head coach. So he did a lot for me here, but if I needed something and I didn't take it personal, I would text him, hey, can I bring some Boy Scouts by? Can a guy do this? Whatever, whatever. He's like, hey, Keith, text this guy. And 100% of the time, they took care of him.
Right.
Josh went to the running man, never understood. I tried to tell him, you have to filter this. You can't take emails from every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You can't call into shows because somebody said something about you. Penny, because I've witnessed it, and I'm in just some things I'm trying to do, he's already, and I don't know if it's called a Sam, because of him, or whatever. You got to go through the SID. He's already behaving and carrying himself like a head college basketball coach. And to me, that gives me great hope of where he is mentally, where that staff is mentally. Same time he's going to schools, he's doing what he's got to do in the community because he's the guy. And, you know, I've always said the head basketball coach at Memphis is bigger than the mayor. So, again, temper your expectations. I don't think they're going to win a national championship, but I think that team is going to be exciting as hell. They're going to play with that little Memphis swagger. And then, God help us, we get DJ Jeffries, we get Jame Wise, we get all these splendid names that we're hearing. He could turn this thing around really, really, really quick.
Wrapping up here with Keith Easterwood on 92.9 FM ESPN. You mentioned DJ Jeffries. He tweeted earlier today, decision coming soon.
Right.
Do you have a sense for which direction that one's heading?
No, I had a guy that, if I told you who he was, and his kid's going to be a really high-level Division I basketball player, he's like, Keith. And he broke it down. He called the dad's name, the mama, another relative, the grandmama, and, you know, everybody's. And that's where it bothers me. Why do you – I mean, I know you care where your kid goes to school, but let the kid make the damn decision. He's the one going to move on campus just as – You know, my wife's son said he wanted to go to Austin Peay. It broke her heart. She's like, why not to go to UTC? He said, I want to go away from home. He's done well. He graduated in a year and all that good stuff. So you got to let them make that first big boy decision. And so when parents or families start pulling, a lot of times the wrong decision is made because whoever emotionally, if you will, has the hammer with that kid, is it the dad, is it the grandma or the mom? I have no idea. He may make a decision to please them, but in reality – from an academic and basketball standpoint, especially basketball, that's not a good decision. Is grandma studying rosters? Is grandma studying who else is being recruited? Or is the dad or the cousin? And so that's where the hobo hero and street cornerism and Sam Sausagehead-ism start coming in, because rather than everybody take a breath, let the kid go walk the dog, take the garbage out, and cut the grass, then ask him, what do you want to do? Rather than telling him what you're wanting to do, that's where bad decisions are made. A year from now, you get in a situation, you're not happy, and guess what you do? You transfer.
That is Keith Easterwood, the legend, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Thanks for being here, baby.
Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
Why you fired me last week?
Why'd you fire him last week?
I didn't fire you.
You did. I was in Fort Lauderdale, and you skipped the Easterwood segment.
I wasn't here.
You're a liar. You told me that Ole Miss guy didn't want me on the radio.
Ooh. No, that's not true. I think we were talking NBA.
What?
And I like Neil McCready. I don't know why you did me like
that.
Really
no, I'll put you on with Neil.
Why'd you do him like that, Brad?
I'll put him on next time.
Hey, listen. When I'm not here, I try to detach
a little bit
and just let things go.
I let
you handle it. You're the executive producer. You handle it. But I'm going to make a call on this one. Keith Easterwood's the priority on Tuesdays, whether I'm here or not. Maybe when I'm not here, maybe Easterwood ought to be hosting the damn show.
You're damn right. Now we're talking.
We're talking.
We'll do it.
We're going to do another show with the Bluff.
I've already been approached about it.
Wow.
We'll see.
All right, buddy. Love you guys.
I love you. All right. Bye-bye.
And Brad, yes, I forgive you, Brad.
He forgives you.
I'll get it right.
Look at that. That's the key to life, being able to forgive people.
Yeah.
You see how quickly he forgave you?
Yeah,
and now you probably feel better, and now he probably feels better.
I do. That was nice of him to do that.
That's the thing I learned. When you forgive people, you know what? It makes them feel better, but you know who actually feels even better than that? You do. The person who forgives somebody else.
Absolutely.
It's the best gift you can give somebody, Brad, is to forgive somebody.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And Keith Easterwood just forgave you live on the radio for booting him off the show last Tuesday.
You know,
why'd you do that? Neil really didn't want him on the show?
No, I actually thought we'd just talk NBA. But since he wants to be on when Neil's on, I'll get him on. We'll do it.
Brad.
That's my bad.
You usually make sound decisions. How could you make a decision to not have Easterwood on a Tuesday?
That's ridiculous.
What were you thinking about?
I don't know.
Where was your heart at? Where was your mind?
Hey, we're moving on to the right decision, which is the next time, which is he will be on.
Game one of the World Series is scheduled for tonight. Fenway Park. It's Clayton Kershaw, Chris Sale. And last night, oh boy. Oof. Swag Kelly got arrested. He's mumbling incoherently, which is a problem, but it's especially a problem when you are in somebody else's living room and they don't know who you are. We're going to talk about baseball, talk about Swag Kelly. That's going to be next.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offerings 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
Real men in the area share their thoughts about dealing with erectile dysfunction.
Before I visited the Memphis Men's Clinic, I had the same feelings about my ED as everyone. Insecurity, fear, anxiety, shame, depression. I felt like I just wasn't as much man as I used to be. I'll tell you, it seems like ED doesn't have boundaries. At some point, it affects all men in some form or fashion. It doesn't mean you're any less of a man. It just means you have ED.
Lou tried wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic, the most advanced, non-invasive ED treatment available.
After my visit, there was a massive difference. The results were there immediately, and I'm back to a more regular sex life again.
Be like over 10,000 men in Memphis who have taken control of their ED by calling the Memphis Men's Clinic. Call today to schedule a $99 office visit. 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
I got to tell you, I thought I was out of the game, but the personalized treatment I received from the Memphis Men's Clinic changed everything.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Ho, 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 ho. The holidays are upon us, and I have something very special to deliver. The most wonderful job of the year. The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is seeking seasonal employees to enjoy great pay, flex schedules, and a modern workplace filled with festive people. Visit WSSupplyMemphis.com. That's WSSupplyMemphis.com. Williams-Sonoma, the most wonderful job of the year.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross.
Chef Gordon's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. We'll get back to the Grizzlies conversation then. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Former Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly, a backup quarterback now for the Denver Broncos, was arrested early this morning. He's 24 years old, and he was jailed on suspicion of first-degree criminal trespass. It is a Class 5 felony. The press release published earlier today says that a person called police about 1:15 a.m., said there was a man standing outside of their home.
Okay.
Between the time this call was made to 911 and the time police actually got there, Chad Kelly had made his way into the home.
Oh, boy.
A woman was sitting on the couch, 1:15, holding her child. And, like, by the way, go to bed. What are you doing up at 1:15 with a child on the couch? Go to bed. But, like...
No, did she grab him probably to protect him? Or like,
she's just like sitting on the couch with his kid at 1:15 in the morning.
Oh, I interpreted it when you said that as, you know, she grabbed him to kind of protect him or watch over him. Or
what? Put the kid in bed. It's 1:15 for crying out loud.
Well, you got a prowler, man.
No, you don't understand.
They were just chilling out at 1:15, yeah, hanging out together.
I guess. That's the way it looks. That's the way it looks.
Now, that would be weird if that were the case.
Okay, so there's a man outside.
Yeah.
They're waiting for the police to get there. Man comes inside. It's Chad Kelly.
Yeah.
Sits down on the couch next to the woman and her child.
Oh, boy.
Just, like, takes a seat, and he's mumbling incoherently.
What in the world, Chad Kelly?
So then this woman, she, like, yells for this man who's also in the house. His name's Marco or something. She's like, Marco, come here. There's a big white man in our home. So Marco walks in the living room. He confronts Chad Kelly and picks up the only thing he can find to beat Chad Kelly, and it's a... You know how you have a vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
And you can attach a hose to a vacuum cleaner?
I've heard you can
like
attach hoses to
like, go down into cushions and stuff?
Yeah.
So that was laying around.
It's called a crevice tool, Gary.
So this man is beating Chad Kelly with a crevice tool.
Yep.
Middle of the night. Police come. They arrest Chad Kelly.
Yep.
And that's where we're at right now. They did say that there's no alcohol in his system.
Yeah.
But he's under the influence of something,
he
right?
He got pills or something, probably, I would assume.
So the Broncos nearby were holding, like, Von Miller was having a party. It was like a Halloween party.
When he's having a pill party? What's he doing?
He's clearly on something.
Yeah.
You just don't mumble. You don't wander off.
No.
And then walk on into somebody's home.
You're under the influence of something.
And then sit down on a couch and mumble incoherently unless you're under the influence of something.
Right.
Every time I mumble incoherently, I'm under the influence of something.
Yeah, but your house.
I stay in my house.
You're locked in. Like, you ain't going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
No.
This is why I don't even like to go anywhere anymore.
No, the only one that has to deal with you might be maybe your wife, I'm assuming.
Maybe my wife has to listen to me mumble incoherently.
Yeah, okay.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And she's we've been together so long now, she could just tune me out.
Yeah.
She don't even, like, she could,
whatever.
She could just tune me out. It doesn't even matter.
She doesn't notice it.
But, like, what if I, like, walked three houses down and just busted up in my neighbor's house and started mumbling incoherently?
Your neighbors, are you cool with your neighbors?
Yeah, I got great numbers.
Okay,
they might be
all right.
You know, if you were to ask me, like, what's the best thing about your home?
Your home, it's your neighborhood.
And my neighbors,
your neighbors, the actual people.
It's not just the quality of the neighborhood. I have good neighbors.
That actually is something to be proud of and a very good reason to live there.
When my children, really, beautiful. Really only Oliver, Oliver just runs in, like, he has an open door policy at either neighbor's house on either side. he goes to our neighbor's house on this side, goes to neighbor's house on this side. He just walks in and like, he just goes.
Perfect.
Yeah. So like, and they don't mind it.
Or at least
they don't tell us they mind it. They might mind it. He can get irritating sometimes.
Yeah. But he's not under the influence of anything though.
Not usually.
No, he's just drinking milk or whatever.
He's just drinking milk or whatever. Hey. So I don't know what's up with Chad Kelly.
That was Chad Kelly.
John Elway's pissed off, and we'll see what happens. Eventually.
He can't catch a break. He's got Paxton Lynch.
What do you mean catch a break? Like, this ain't some bad luck thing.
No, but I'm just saying.
He got under the influence of something and walked in a stranger's home. He actually did catch a break.
No, I'm not talking about Chad Kelly.
You want to know how he did catch a break? He didn't get shot.
I'm not talking about Chad Kelly.
You walk in the wrong house,
I agree with you.
You get shot in the middle
of
the night.
I'm talking about Elway's luck with quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. Now, John Elway can't catch a break, except that is like.
That's on you, though.
Hey, it's on you, though.
Yeah.
You know, you're the one that drafted Paxton Lynch. You're the one that invested in Brock Osweiler. And it ain't like Chad Kelly never had problems before. Do you remember he got arrested in college when he threatened
this Machine Gun Kelly?
He was going to go get an AK-47 and shoot up the club.
Well, that's
which is just a weird thing to say, even if you're not going to do it. It's just a weird thing to say to somebody.
It is.
Even if you're not going to do it, even if you don't own an AK-47, telling a police officer or a bouncer or whomever, I'm going to go get an AK-47 shoot up the whole club. That's you got to be a little off to say that.
I think he might be a little off.
I think there's some evidence that suggests he's a little off.
Story number two.
Wonderful game last night that happened while I was asleep. Spurs 143, Lakers 142. So the Lakers are now one of four teams in the NBA that remains winless. They're 0-3. One of the other teams, Cleveland Cavaliers. So it's LeBron's new team, LeBron's old team. And, of course, I think most people know what happened by now. LeBron hits a three to send it to overtime and then has an opportunity to put them up 3 points in the final seconds, and he misses two free throws.
Mm.
And
he can't shoot free throws under pressure, Gary.
Well, he's not great. He's not a great free throw shooter anyway. He's like 74% career, but he's especially not good in clutch situations. Here's the note. He missed two free throws last night with 12 seconds left in OT, and the Lakers were up one.
Mm-hmm.
In the final 15 seconds of the fourth quarter or OT, LeBron James is now 10 of 21 on free throws in one-score games since the start of last season. It's the worst free throw percentage of any player with at least 10 free throw attempts in those situations. So it's not only he's bad in those situations, nobody's worse in those situations, which is weird because he is actually like one of the clutchest, if that's even a word, players in the NBA by the way they measure such things.
Mm-hmm.
But at that free throw line, he's not for whatever reason, and it cost him a win or at least an opportunity to go to a second overtime last night.
Story number three.
Game one World Series is tonight. Dodgers, Red Sox, Fenway Park. It's Clayton Kershaw against Chris Sale. Boston's now minus 160 on the money line, which means that Clayton Kershaw is a significant underdog. Tonight, if you were going to take the Dodgers with Kershaw, you could get him at plus 150. Check this out. Clayton Kershaw, you can get him at plus 150. Kershaw hasn't been an underdog of plus 130 or more since 2010 in any start.
Wow.
And he hasn't been an underdog at all in any game, any stadium, any matchup since 2012.
Wow.
He has not been an underdog in a game that he started since 2012 and hasn't been plus 130
in
or more
any game.
Since 2000. Any game. When the Dodgers are playing anybody and Clayton Kershaw is on the mound, every game since 2012, the Dodgers have been favored to win, and yet they are heavy underdogs tonight at Boston. It's the byproduct of two obvious things.
Yeah.
One is the Red Sox are the best team in Major League Baseball this season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.